The meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time?
Horizon time is 7:37.
Thank you. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on January 9, 2014. Faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon Democrat, the Hunterdon Review, and the Express Times. Also posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, in the administrative office, and in each Clinton Township school. And finally, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Juskowitz, can we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Grant.
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Present.
Ms. Hand.
Here.
Mr. Malloy.
Here.
Ms. McHugh.
Here.
Mr. McTiernan.
Present.
Mr. Petuto.
Here.
Mr. Sturgis.
He is here. He just stepped out.
I know. I thought I
could see him. I do see him. Hi, Kevin.
And Mrs. Verderama.
Here.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Question. There they are. Where were they? Oh. Okay. Mrs. McHugh, could you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hand, would you please serve as the process guardian for tonight?
Yes.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the final monthly meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education for 2014. Today is Monday, December 15th. It's amazing to me that 1 year's already gone by and that the next meeting of the board will be a reorganization meeting on January 5th, 2015. And I can't believe I'm actually saying 2015 already. I'd like to take a moment to wish all of our staff, Mr. Juskowitz, Dr. Clark, for all that you've done and continue to do for our children each day and for our community. On behalf of the Clinton Township Board of Education, I'd like to wish all of you a very happy and healthy holiday season with your family and your friends. Moving on to a couple quick items, the board task list has been distributed to each of you at your seat. After you review the task items, you will see that some of the items are in progress and are not yet completed, and that's just because they've been added late and are still in progress. So for example, all of our work being done by any ad hoc committee, the kindergarten committee, as well as the website committee, and then the feasibility of closing the school committee, all of that work will be continuing on into the next year. If you should have any questions of what you see on the task list, please let me know, and I'd be happy to answer anything for you. I have an update on the district strategic planning process. As you know, due to icy weather conditions, we were forced to cancel our second session of our strategic planning process that was scheduled in the month of December. We have rescheduled that meeting for January 8th, 7 p.m. here at CTMS in the cafeteria. Our third and final session will be held just 4 days later on January 12th, 7 p.m., also at CTMS in the cafeteria. That last one has been scheduled for the 12th for a very long time, so we didn't want to change that one. And when we looked at Ms. Thornton's schedule, we'd have to wait till almost the end of February to get the third and final in. So we thought we would complete this process in January. It's an incredibly important process for the district as well as for the administration and teachers to have this strategic plan done so that we can continue to move the district forward. The first session that we had in the month of November was very, very productive, and a great deal of work was accomplished, and I'm eager for these meetings in January to continue and for the process to be completed. If anyone has any questions about the remaining two sessions, please do not hesitate to contact either Dr. Clark in the board office or myself via email. I'd like to finish President's comments this evening and take a few moments to recognize two board members for their service to the children, or our children, and the members of our community. First, I would like to recognize Mr. Mark Freda, Mr. Freda was elected to serve on the Clinton Township Board of Education in April of 2011. While serving on the Board of Education, Mr. Freda was a member of the Facilities and Finance Committee for a couple of years and a member of the Communications Committee. On behalf of the Clinton Township Board of Education, I would like to recognize and thank Mr. Freda for his dedication to the children in our district. We would like to wish you the best of luck in all of your future endeavors. Now, when a board member is done with a term and leaves their position on the Board of Education, it is tradition that they get a very nice framed photo. A very nice framed photo of the district's first schoolhouse, and it's called the Little Red Schoolhouse. So we'd like to please present this to Mr. Freda, if you would come up and...
Thank you, Madam President, for the Red Schoolhouse, and thank you for the entire Board of Education. It was an honor and a privilege, as I've always said, to serve at the luxury of the taxpayers. We're here for the children first and foremost, but we also serve the entire community. So it was an honor and a privilege, and my greatest accomplishment, as I'm sure those who were with me, was the hiring of our superintendent, Dr. Clark. You've changed this, at least I believe, you've changed this district around. You have it in the right direction. You have a great group of board members here. We may not have always agreed, but the same end result was for the children, and that's what we're here for. So thank you again, and I appreciate my time on the board. Thank you.
The second member of the Board of Education that I would like to recognize for their service to our children and to our community is Mrs. Megan Verderamo. Mrs. Verderamo applied for an open board seat in August of 2013. She interviewed and was selected by the board to fill that open seat. During the fall of 2013, Mrs. Verderamo ran for a one-year seat on the board and was elected to serve our district and our community. Her term will be completed at the end of this month. While being on the board, she has been a member of the Policy and Curriculum Committee, and she has chaired the Communications Committee. I would like to thank Mrs. Verderamo for all of the contributions that she's made while serving on the Clinton Township Board of Education. And on behalf of the entire board, we'd like to wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors as well. Mrs. Verderamo, we too have a painting for you as well.
Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure to have this experience being on the board for the year. I'm just very grateful for Maria. I think she's done a great job doing a lot of leadership. It's been hard getting together all these minds and ideas. And I also want to thank Rachel McLaughlin for the many hours of saying to me, I think you really should try this. You know, it was a great year and I had a lot of fun. So thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
I'd like to move on to the report of our superintendent of schools, Dr. Clark. Dr. Clark?
Good evening, everyone. I have a little update to the information the board has in front of them. Numbers keep coming in, and HIV reports have to be reported at the next board meeting as soon as they're resolved. So I have a few changes to the HIV reports. And the suspension report. The enrollment report is 1468, as it's been remaining pretty steady this school year. We have four suspensions to report. There is one out-of-school suspension at Round Valley School. One half-day in-school suspension at the middle school, one two-day out-of-school suspension at the middle school, and one three-day out-of-school suspension at the middle school. I also have an update in the HIV reports. We had three investigations of Patrick McGarren, all determined not to be HIV. Six investigations at Round Valley School, four determined not to be HIV, two determined to be HIV. And we had two investigations at the middle school, all determined not to be HIV. And I would also just like to take a moment to recognize and thank our two outgoing board members. From a superintendent's perspective, they've been wonderful in terms of asking questions, participating, and caring about the students first always as they made decisions. So I thank them both. Thank you.
I'm looking for a motion for 15-SU-008.
Motion.
Kevin Second. Boy,
Dan. Any questions for Dr. Clark this evening? Nope, seeing none. May we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Malloy.
Yes.
Mr. McTannen.
Yes.
Ms. Hand.
Yes.
Ms. McHugh.
Yes.
Mr. Petuto.
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis.
Yes.
Mrs. Verderamo?
Yes.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Carries, I should say. Sorry.
Sure.
I just wanted to say it's kind of been a tradition at the last meeting in December that my husband makes fudge, and it's really, really good. Some of you have not tried it. So I have some for the board. But we always pass some around in the audience, so.
You don't trust
take
her.
One first.
That's a message in my mouth.
I know.
And one of the members of our audience has made cookies. Mrs. Brennan has
dangerous.
Made some cookies to share with you. So I'm going to pass these down so everyone can take one.
I wouldn't want to be your kids opening Christmas presents in the morning.
Do you want me to open that so you can move?
Yeah, thank you. Moving on to our public comments section on agenda items only, I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 167 limits comments to 3 minutes. We will adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comments section is for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they will be answered at the conclusion of the public comments section. To the extent that any other action is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or the superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on the topic have been heard. If you would like to address the board at this time, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 25 minutes.
Lana Brennan, 21 Fawn Drive. I thought I'd sweeten you up first before I came up. I saw action item FF, the preschool one, that it's getting raised again to now 270. And I know, I'm sure some people on the board are aware, we previously had it up all the way to, I think it was $300, and it was lowered for a reason because they had trouble finding people to, girl, kids to come in and go to the preschool. And I just, you know, now that it's going up again, I just don't want us to do the, repeat the same thing, whereas it's gone up now, $70 in a 2-year span is pretty drastic. But, you know, I know a lot of the preschool parents aren't necessarily aware of it because they're not aware of board meetings until it's actually well beyond. And having kids gone through both program, or through the program both ways with IEP and without, for the child without IEP, while it's a great phenomenal program and it might compare to other ones, it's different for a second year child coming in. And, you know, if my kids were not these two coming in through with an IEP, I may have thought with that price change, I might be looking at a different preschool program to take all my needs in and be different than what I'm doing now. So just, you know, that's a repercussion if it keeps going up of what's going to happen possibly. So.
Thank you. Anybody else like to address the board this evening? No? Okay, seeing none, I'd like to open the floor then to our first recognition of the public. Same parameters that I just outlined for the public comments section on agenda items only will apply for this section as well. We'll be limiting this section to 15 minutes. If you'd like to approach and speak to the board, please approach the mic, state your name and address. Anyone like to speak to the board?
I'm Mia Parker, and I'm in fourth grade.
Hi, I'm Carla Freda, I'm in sixth grade.
And I'm Stella Freda, and I'm in sixth grade. We live in Clinton Township, and we go to Round Valley School.
We're here to talk about school lunches.
The mac and cheese at Round Valley is soggy, and the hot dogs can bounce on the tables.
As students of the school, we deserve better school lunches. A lot of kids are complaining because the food is so bad. One of my friends throws away her lunch because she always used to eat the plain bagels, but now since they are only whole wheat, she throws out her lunch after buying.
Most of our foods are made of whole wheat. That's one of the reasons that a lot of people throw away their lunches every day.
We witnessed at least 10 people throw their lunches out today. We don't buy that much anymore because of how bad the lunches are. This is a problem that should be fixed.
Mrs. Grant, we see you at school a lot. And with board president, we believe you should try and fix this situation. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Well, on behalf of the board, I'd like to thank all three of you for coming up to the mic and addressing the board. It's certainly not an easy thing to do, so thank you. You spoke very, very well and made your case very clearly for better food at Round Valley. But I'd like to ask Dr. Clark to take a couple minutes just to explain to everybody about some of the changes that had to occur beyond the Board of Education and the school district's control with what's in the cafeteria. So Dr. Clark, can you speak to that, please?
There have been some changes due to laws and regulations about more nutritious foods at the school lunches. And I hate to say this, but sometimes some of the more nutritious foods, like maybe the whole wheat bagels, some people may not like as much. They don't taste as good as the old ones. But I do remember you spoke to me specifically about the macaroni and cheese. And so Mr. Jeskowitz and I, it was soggy, right? Really soggy? Yeah. This is important. If you're eating macaroni and cheese, you don't want it soggy.
No.
And the hot dog
or a bouncy hot dog.
Right. And so I did write a note to Machios, the company, and ask them to please adjust that macaroni and cheese because our students were not liking it very much. And we told them some of the other concerns we heard from you wonderful ladies and a number of other students at school. So they are working on making the food better. So you let me know when you see me in the hallways if it's getting any better soon, all right? If not, we'll go back and have another conversation with them.
Well, maybe they can talk to Nashio.
Okay, thank you very much for speaking up. I appreciate it.
Would anyone else like to address the board this evening?
I'm
afraid this is a tough one to follow. Ruth Stee, 2 Circle Drive, Lebanon, New Jersey. The Clinton Township Education Association for the past 4 years has been organizing a collection for Operation Jersey Cares in November to honor our active duty service men and women. Operation Jersey Cares is a nonprofit organization that provides care packages to our military. This year, we collected over 100 pounds of personal hygiene products as well as snacks. In addition, the staff donated over $200 to help defer shipping costs. This activity occurs during the week of teacher conferences when teachers are consumed with parent conferences and report cards. For the 28th year, a Round Valley teacher, Barb Marinelli, has organized a school-wide event that has expanded to include Patrick McGarren and Spruce Run for students and staff to adopt a school in Camden. Our goal is to help these children have a memorable Christmas. Each grade level collects items that include coloring books, crayons, hats and gloves, board games, and recess balls. The gifts are wrapped by the students and will be delivered to the Camden School on December 17th. Actually, I apologize, I believe they're going tomorrow. In addition to these gifts, the school council of Round Valley and staff donate dollars in order that each student might also have a new book to add to their Christmas bag of goodies. These gifts are often the only gifts the children receive. Our goal this year was to provide gifts for 130 kindergarten students. In grades 5 and 6, the students and staff brought in over 150 of their gifts. So on Friday, December 12th, in the late afternoon, under the guidance of Mrs. Marinelli, the Round Valley staff pulled together and decided that we would purchase over the weekend additional hats and gloves so that we could provide 150 gifts instead of the original goal of 130. Round Valley has also completed 2 rounds of the Continental Math Contest. Continental Math is a nationwide contest emphasizing critical thinking and mathematics. The contest involves 6 difficult word problems that challenge our students to use logic in order to solve these problems. These are skills that are promoted every day in the classroom. In our first 2 rounds of competition, we had 30 students receive a perfect score. This is a testament to the outstanding teaching provided by the teachers and staff. December is also Geography Month, where students and staff are presented with a question of the day. Students and staff research the question of the day and have a lot of fun learning about our world. This activity also leads to the school-wide Geography Bee. The staff of Round Valley are dedicated professionals and their day does not end at 2:35. We continue to go above and beyond to provide the best education environment for the students at Clinton Township. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to address the board this evening? Okay, moving on then to the report of our business administrator, board secretary, Mr. Jeskowitz.
The date of the Board of Education's reorganization meeting is scheduled for Monday, January 5th, 2015 at 7:30 p.m. in the auditorium of the Clinton Township Middle School. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Mr. Jeskowitz.
Accepting questions?
I'm looking for a motion, please, for 15BA-015.
Motion.
Ms. Verdomo?
Second.
Second. Any questions for Mr. Jeskowitz this evening? No? Seeing none, Mr. Jeskowitz, can we then have a roll call vote, please?
Mrs. Vardarama?
Yes to the minutes from the November, 015, for the executive session abstain.
Okay, so you're approving November 24th?
November 17th. But I'm standing from the executive session.
And then are you approving?
Oh, and I'm standing from November 24th, yes.
Mr. McCannon?
Yes.
Ms. Ms. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
I abstain.
Ms. McHugh? Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Ms. McLaughlin?
I'm going to abstain on the executive session minutes from November 17th and yes to the rest.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to our first committee report, Mr. Kevin Malloy is the chair of our Facilities and Finance Committee. Mr. Malloy, can you please give your report?
Certainly. My report will not be as brief as Mr. Jeskowitz, but I'll try. Who guards the guardian? Facilities and Finance met on the 8th of this month, and in short, it was a meeting that I believe Mrs. Grant used the phrase keeping the district moving forward, as did Mr. Freda. And that's what that meeting generally entailed. Discussion of monthly reports and audits. There was a discussion. Mr. Jeskowitz will be meeting with, I believe it's Lieutenant Bird.
I didn't hear.
You'll be meeting with Kevin Bird. We were discussing about potentially meeting with Kevin Bird regarding interlocal about evening security.
I've been trying to get him here to discuss our night security issues.
What we're discussing is a way to make sure that our school buildings maintain the same level of safety and security for the people who are using them after working and school business hours. As you all know, various social activities and other groups do use these facilities after school hours, but we want to make sure that we're doing all we can to make sure the buildings are as secure after school as they are during school. So Mr. Jeskowitz will be attempting to meet with Mr. Bird on that. We were reviewed a repair items list for items in the district. It may shock many of you to know that these buildings don't run themselves, and occasionally things do need repair. Updates on various agreements. There will be a maintenance agreement for our roof being submitted for the next budget, for next year's budget. Updates on our fire alarm systems, our vestibule project, door replacement, and alert systems. A discussion of CUSAC reporting for deficiency items. A discussion of some open items and some contracts, most notably, I believe, Brinker-Hoff, that were ongoing. So that is the forward movement. So with that, we have 18 agenda items tonight. We'll be discussing, if we'll go through them quickly. Item 81 is the first on our facilities and finance list, as always, deals with payment of bills and budget. Items 82 and 83 with regard to travel for teachers and staff for purposes of continuing education. Item 84 is the approval of the school nursing plan, which was previously submitted to our board. Item 85 is an interesting one. We are going to be, we're asking for approval tonight for safety training to be provided to our custodial staff. This would provide various topics such as right to know, asbestos training for certification, which is very necessary, bloodborne pathogen training, and HAZCOM training, and quite frankly, at a very reasonable rate. So we're getting all that for our staff for $300. Items 086 through 088 are change order approval requests related to ongoing projects. Item 089, payment of a previously approved project for our fire alarm. That was a previously voted item. I'll back up. The total change items for 086 through 088 is approximately $13,281. Item 090 is a payment to a contractor for previously moved and worked on items for some of the construction and improvement projects that we've seen. The way that we have to do it is we have to approve the payment of the item to the contractor. So there is that. Item 091, I'll spend a brief second talking about. You've probably heard myself, Mr. Jeskowitz, and Dr. Clark talk about our participation in a co-op, the MRESC, the Middlesex ESC. The state is redoing and bidding a new statewide service for wide area network and internet connection. Our personal participation in the cooperative means that beginning in 2017, school connectivity will be run by Comcast. We have a contract right now with CenturyLink. That contract expires in 17. This is simply approval to move into the co-op, and our local vendor will be Comcast in 2017. Items 093, 095, and 096 regarding transportation and services to our students who have IEPs and continuing to help those kids. Item 097 is simply a good order correction of an item. We got a date wrong when we did something in the November 17th meeting. That's just a correction. Item 098, we gratefully accept the donation of a toy piano from Mrs. Gwyneth Keith. We're always happy to receive donations, especially when it's something as fun as a piano. And there's one last minute addition, item 099. I'll try and get this done without getting into the weeds, but AJ, you'll jump in and help me. It's a disbursement of approximately $19,220 of PTA monies with regards to disbursements for various activities and events for three specific classes. And those classes are classes of 2014, 15, and 16. This is money that belongs to the PTA and was raised by the PTA. We're simply giving it back to the PTA as it hit our accounts. And the reason we're giving it back to the PTA is so that we can better track, and the PTA can better track, what events cost, where it's going, who's paying for what. I get that one right?
Correct.
Great. I'll shut up. So with that, I seek a motion on items 15FF081 through 093 and 15FF095 through 099. Quick note, we are not going to be moving 094 this evening.
Thank you, Ms. Moore.
Motion.
Second. Rachel?
Sure, what did you say at the end? We're not going to move.
We're not moving 094.
Preschool tuition.
Preschool tuition. Putting it back into facilities and finance for discussion. Okay. Rachel, second. Ms. Malloy was first. Any questions for Mr. Malloy?
No, go ahead, Dan. I was going to say, not so much a question, but as a comment, and I think it warrants comment for the public's notification or the public's awareness that some of the amounts of monies in action item 15FF081 are pay me now versus pay me later. And our BA, Mr. Juskowitz, has been doing a lot of work, and there's others cited in some of the other action items here, too, to allay a number of the expenses that could become quite expensive if they were not to be fixed now, maintenance problems. And I think some of the more significant ones that are taking place in advance of snow season are the work that's being done in the parking lots and to fix the cracks, especially those here at the middle school, which have turned out to be, rather than small cracks, to be rather large cracks underneath the surface of the parking lot itself.
That's correct.
So it's one of those things where we're spending somewhere around $10,000 on those repairs, but that could be saving us $100,000 to $150,000 in a year or two by taking care of that now. And I know that you're also doing a number of other items, and Kevin mentioned roofs and others that are maintenance issues that are here that, if taken together now, they're a couple thousand dollars. If not done today and done later, they could be a couple hundred thousand dollars. And they're helping us significantly alleviate some future costs.
And by alleviating future costs, what we're trying to do is really control increases in taxes. So instead of letting things run down the road further, we're trying to nip them in the bud now so that we don't have a huge increase in taxes that we have to tell the public about. So Mr. Juskowitz has done a fantastic job of keeping up on, or actually getting familiar with all the maintenance needs that we have in all four of our facilities and addressing them immediately, again, to keep our future expenses down for the taxpayers. Any questions for Ms. Moore?
I did. I'm 099. Can you just explain that one more time, please? The 19, was that over like all the schools, or is it just one, this $19,222?
I believe it's just for
the middle school.
Just for the middle, just for the middle school. School, the graduating
So
classes.
When it was broken down in 2014, the 471, but it just seems like this huge jump in 2015 to go 17,000.
Well, it's not necessarily, Mr. Bergeron, it's not
the
district
auction
money.
It's penny auction money. Okay. All right, it just seems like on paper this huge, like.
It is.
They do a good job of raising money, so.
Okay, they hit it.
They've done good.
Great penny auction. Okay.
It's a lot of pennies.
It's a lot of pennies.
Any other questions for Mr. Malloy?
I should have a penny auction.
Yeah. No, seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Malloy.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Ms. Hand?
I need to abstain on 081 and 096, and yes to the rest, please.
Ms. McHugh?
I also have to abstain to 081 and 096, yes to the rest.
Mr. McKiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Verderamo?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Moving on to the report of our chairperson, Mr. Dan McTiernan.
Excuse me, Brett.
Mr. Dan McTiernan, he is the chair of our Personnel Negotiations Committee. Mr. McTiernan, can you give your report this evening, please?
Sure. On the agenda for PNN, we have action items 15PN-113 through 15PN-126. Also, we have two addendum items, action items 15PM-127 and action item 15PM-128. If you look at these individually, most of those are just the day-to-day, everyday operations of a business or a school district in regards to managing the personnel. We've got some resignations that are taking place. We've got some retirements that are taking place. Those are done in conjunction with the contract for advance notifications. You can see on the addendum there is one RIF. That is an individual situation that has to do with an IEP that is no longer in effect, so we are required in the normal process to advise the individual that their services may not be needed in the future. We also have call them hires in here, promotions, hires, et cetera. One is that we are filling, and that is action item PN, I think 117? Yeah, 117. Yes. Is our supervisor of technology position. We've looked externally rather extensively, interviewed a number of people. That position, we put out a requirement for a rather unique set of skill sets, and that is that the individual must have knowledge not only in technology but primarily networking, daily familiarization with the school, but also an administrator certificate so that that individual can also assist in the evaluation process of teachers throughout the school district. As you may be aware, we did have a resignation of the full department here just a month ago. We're a little bit concerned about the effectiveness of this department moving forward with the upcoming, hope I get this right, PARC tests that start in March. And even though there's a lot of different ways that you can go get that done, anyone who starts off on a Monday to do something and it can't happen on Monday, has to happen on a Friday, gets upset. So with that, we looked for a person that had the qualifications, knowledge of the school district, and again, the administrator's knowledge, and we have selected Mr. Tim Jaw, a teacher here and also currently a supervisor, to fill this position at a supervisory role right now. Our intent would be is that we'll be very, very successful with the implementation of PARC and other things that are needed in the school district, and that we'll be migrating that position over the next couple of years, months, weeks, days, whatever is appropriate, into a director position. Staying with that theme, we also have another individual that we're continuing on with who is currently in a temporary position as the principal at the Patrick McGarren School. We're going to be extending John Scott to be an interim supervisor. And the purpose here is that as Mr. Jaw moves and takes on his responsibilities in the technology field, that's going to limit his ability to support the other administrators and their evaluations of the teachers within the school districts. So while we're looking for replacements, what we're going to do is extend Mr. Scott for 2 days per week to assist the administrators in doing teacher evaluations, which is a state requirement. We also have is two other items to be approved here. What's interesting about these, one, homeschooling, these are not items that really are unapprovable by the board in that they are subject to IEPs, and they're here more, I think, for our knowledge and our awareness as opposed to our approval, because they must be approved. We also have two people on disability leave of absences, and also that's another one that is not one that we would typically be able to deny, but that's awareness for the organization. And we're approving two student teachers, some lunch aides, a substitute custodian, and substitute lunch aides. We do have one resignation that is by action. That is an individual offered a job, didn't show up for the position. So we'd look at that as a resignation by action. So we'd look at now as approving action items 15PN-113 through 15PN-128.
Looking for a second, please?
Second.
Mr. Malloy? Any questions for Mr. McTiernan?
I have a comment. I just noticed that Mrs. Hadalick's in the audience. I just wanted to congratulate her on her retirement and thank her for her years of service.
Yeah. Any other other questions for Mr. McTiernan this evening? Okay, seeing none, can we have a roll call vote, please?
Mr. McKinnon?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Ms. Hand?
Yes.
Ms. McGill?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Ms. Verderamo?
Yes, but I have to abstain from PN 117 and PN 118.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Moving on to our Policy and Curriculum Committee. Mrs. McLaughlin is our chair of our committee.
I am.
Mrs. McLaughlin, can you please give your report this evening?
I can.
Thank you.
And I'm going to attempt to be briefer than Mr. Malloy. The Policy and Curriculum Committee met on December 1st for a very lengthy and spirited discussion about many topics. And looking at the agenda, none of them seem to appear on here. So it seems like our committee meets and does a lot of talking, and it takes a long time for those things to get decided and appear on the agenda. So just to give you a little taste of what we've been discussing, we typically each month talk about PARC and updates associated with the state, because every month they seem to change what the PARC may look like, and as a response, what our district may have to do to accommodate the PARC. We also are continuing to look at the Kindergarten Ad Hoc Committee, which I will be discussing in my report later tonight. We also discussed some field trips, and many of you, I'm sure, are aware that the North Hunterdon High School has approved their calendar for next year, so we are actively in the process of reviewing our calendar, and we're hoping to make a recommendation early next year. All board members should have gotten a copy of the calendars that we are potentially discussing. So we will be meeting again in January. If anybody has any comments, concerns about the calendar, I'd appreciate it if you could forward them to me so we can discuss it at our next policy meeting. On the agenda tonight, we have a second reading of a student discipline and code of conduct policy. We have several field trips. We have the poetry club, which is an enrichment activity at the middle school, going on a field trip. We have grade four going to the Liberty Science Center. And we have two annual trips. The chorus and band at the middle school will be going to Hershey Park, and the Golden Eagle Singers will be going to Six Flags Great Adventure later this year. And that concludes my report.
Thank you.
So with that being said, I would like to move action items, PC 022 through PC 024.
Motion.
Second for Mr. Verderamo.
Any questions for Mrs. McLaughlin? No. Seeing none, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Verderamo?
Yes.
Ms. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Our next report is the Communications Committee, and I know every night was booked in the month of November and December, so it was difficult to have a meeting.
I'm going to try to be as brief as Kevin and Rachel and say that there was nothing to report at this time for communications.
So. You won the prize.
Any questions?
Winner.
Questions?
No.
Okay. We have several ad hoc committees that are in progress of doing work within our district. At the moment, Ms. McLaughlin is chairing the Kindergarten Ad Hoc Committee to evaluate whether district should implement a full-day kindergarten program. Mr. Malloy is also a part of that committee as well, in addition to staff members and some members of the community. Ms. McLaughlin, can you give your committee's report, please?
I can. The Kindergarten Ad Hoc Committee met again since the last board meeting. We've actually met twice since the last board meeting, and we are meeting again on Wednesday. We are putting together our final presentation and recommendation. I invite all of you sitting here to tell all of your friends to join us on January 5th, where we'll be making a full presentation to the board at the 7:30 board meeting on
the potential for full-day kindergarten in Clinton Township.
Thank you.
That's it. Moving on to our ad hoc committee that's evaluating our district website. Mr. John Petito is the chair of that committee. Ms. McLaughlin also serves on that committee with members of our staff, as well as members from our community. Mr. Petito, do you have a report for us this evening?
Yes, thank you. The website ad hoc committee met for a second time on December 4th. We started the meeting by focusing once again on the content of the website, determining what information was available, what information might be missing. And then we actually started to turn to trying to understand the analytics of the website. And by analytics, I mean, where are visitors going on the website? So with the assistance of Mr. Tim Jaw, we were able to see some very high-level statistics showing us where visitors were going to the website, and that was actually rather revealing. So what we want to do next is perhaps create a community, excuse me, I have notes here, so I wanted to make sure. We want to do a survey of the community to understand how people are using the website. And our thought process was by marrying the information from that survey with the analytical information, it might give us a very good understanding of how the website is being utilized. So we hope to do that at our next meeting, which we have tentatively scheduled for February 5th, and we'll go from there.
Great, thank you.
Thank
Any
you.
Questions for Mr. Petito at this time? Okay. Moving on then to the ad hoc committee that's evaluating the feasibility of closing a school in the district. I chair that committee, and as I mentioned at the last monthly board meeting, all the nights were taken in the month of November, December. I will be sending out this week some dates to see who, the availability of Mr. Moy, Mr. McTiernan, myself, and Mrs. Hand to meet with Dr. Clark and Mr. Jeskowitz to try to frame out next steps in that evaluation. So we will hopefully be able to meet next month and start that particular process.
What is January's calendar?
Well, I know I better hurry up because I think it's only Saturday and Sunday that's available anymore. Okay, moving on to old business. This portion of our meeting is for board members to ask questions about old business of the board on school-related matters only. It's not a time to make personal statements. Rather, it is a time to review topics that have been previously discussed and bring up old topics relative to the business of the board. Mr. McTiernan is the liaison of our Board of Education to the Town Council. I'd like to ask Mr. McTiernan to give a report on topics that are relevant to the Board of Education community from your last meeting at the Town Council.
Town Council had their last meeting of the year on Wednesday, December the 10th. They also are having a changeover of mayors, and our former board member, John Higgins, will be mayor and sworn in. I think their reorg date is January the 7th. And this was Kevin Seme, who is the current mayor's last day. So there was, of course, recognition of Mr. Seme by also a former mayor and the new mayor and some other individuals that were at the meeting. Very enjoyable, and most people are very appreciative of Mr. Seme and the service that he's provided, not only, I think, on the Board of Education for the high school, but also his years of service on the council. Some of the things that are being looked at in council is, number one, is they swore in their second brand new officer of the year 2014, and that is Officer Rafaela Vastola Tosi, if I pronounced her name right, I hope. The things that they're looking at is they're looking at for a revenue source is increasing building permit fees. That will be a topic for 2015. And then one thing related to the school board here, at least is COA, and recognizing what's going on with COA. There is a case pending right now with Reddington, and that has to do with the Merck building in regards to gaining access to sewerage. Now, what impact that has, I won't get into too much depth on it, but that could potentially open up Windy Acres as an area that would have COA housing. Right now, sewage is a definite holdback for that particular area. So they are looking at other options. They have some in place. I know previously we've discussed the Marukian property, which is the property directly across from high school. In fact, the entrance and exit would be exactly where the high school entrance and exit is from Regional Road. That seems to be the leading candidate at this particular stage. That plan has to be in place by the council and submitted and approved by the state by May of 2015. So the timeline is running down, and they're having to get to where they make that decision quickly, and we should have a better idea on housing and potential impacts on attendance in schools at that time.
DIAC?
DIAC. The DIAC committee met on the first of the month, and it starts off with each meeting as a little report out by there's two members from each of the schools. It's interesting, the discussions seem to be migrating over. How long has it been, Bobby? We've been meeting like for 100 years now. Yeah. The discussion started off on the DIAC committee when we first came together, which had to be at least 2 years ago. And the concerns that most of the teachers had at that particular time was the evaluation process and being evaluated itself. It's interesting now to look at the maturity of the evaluation process as it's viewed in our discussions. I'll word it that way, because as individuals who might be evaluated, you might have a different perspective. But now it's more focused on the process, and the process of who's doing what when and in what time frame are some of the concerns and comments and a need for standardization. Examples being, is that when a teacher is evaluated, what's the feedback time frame? On the scoring, can I appeal the score? Can I give additional input on the score and what's there? So some of those little nuances that always take place in any type of observation and evaluation scenario are taking place. But it's also interesting to see is that I think the committee is maturing in another sense of looking at performance within the schools. And I know Mr. Jaw was very helpful in putting together data, and I found to be very interesting and one of the more productive discussions that were taking place. And that is to start to look at relationships between performances. Examples being discussions on the sharing of data measures, that is teachers, how well are teachers performing, how are they being evaluated? And I believe this is public information that our teachers overall have been performing very, very highly. Well, if it's not public information, it is now. Yeah. Our teachers are doing a good job. But looking at teacher performance in the evaluative process and then trying to compare that against other measures that are available, for example, student growth objectives. I think that's very difficult to do, and that was the heart of the discussion, and looking at how is a teacher's evaluation relating to the student growth objectives, and that's one that's very, very difficult to do in a very short and compressed time frame of 1 year. So one observation process, second observation process, maybe in 2 or 3 years we can start to capture information out of that and see some relationships and things that can be done to improve both sides of that equation. And also then looking at is the New Jersey ASS scores. And, you know, how do you relate all of that? So I think a lot of the concerns that we're hearing in regards of teachers in the evaluation process and overall how the park scores and et cetera are going to be added in there were topics of discussion. But trying to look at strong, solid data measures and how that can be compared and fed back not only to the teachers, to the administrators, but probably most importantly to the students and the parents of the students that are out there. I think it's the most important, at least what I took away from that, was we have a very strong performing school district. We have students that are doing very, very well in achieving their SGOs, and now it's time to look at those two things and see how do we measure those and how do we get feedback to everyone where everyone understands it, is able to apply it, and have a better direction, if I could word it that way. Is that fair? Good.
Thank you, Mr. McTiernan. Mrs. McLaughlin is the liaison to our Board of Education, to Hearn County Board of Education. And she has a quick report this evening.
Brief. The Hunterdon County School Boards Association meets regularly. They offer a variety of topics, ranging anywhere from special education to park updates to kindergarten. I was able to go to a dinner meeting, which is open to any Hunterdon County school board member. So you're all welcome to attend any of the meetings. The dinners are usually pretty good, probably better than Machios. And they're free. At this particular meeting I attended last month was actually at North Hunterdon High School. I had an opportunity to listen to superintendents from Reddington, Kingwood, and Alexandria Townships. Each one made a presentation on a variety of topics. We talked about kindergarten, park updates, and special education.
I also had the opportunity to meet the new president of the New Jersey School Boards Association. He was in attendance. One of the concerns that came up at the meeting was listening to parent requests regarding PARC, because a lot of parents are concerned about PARC and whether or not they have any options in the process. And so that's being talked about at the state level. The school board doesn't have the ability to say your child can't take the PARC. We have to follow the law, and the law is that we have to give the state assessment. And so that's the assessment that we're using. Next month, the Hunterdon County School Boards Association will be meeting, I believe, in White House Station, and the topic will be STEM. So anyone should be receiving those emails. I know that I get them, and then AJ also forwards them on, so sometimes you get them twice. But feel free to come and join us. They're usually really interesting.
Okay. Thank you. Do any board members have any other old business that they would like to discuss this evening? No? Okay, seeing none, I'd like to then move on to new business of the board. Under this section, like the old business section, this is not a time to make personal statements. Rather, it is a time to discuss new topics relative to business of the board. Does anyone have any new topics they'd like to bring up this evening? No? Okay. I'd like to open the floor to our second recognition of the public. This section is for members of the public to express themselves on school-related matters of community interest. We will follow the same outline as I detailed in the first public comment section on agenda items only. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the mic, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this section to 15 minutes.
Lana Brennan, 21 Fawn Drive. I forgot to mention, I just want to say that you guys did an amazing job choosing Mr. John Scott as the interim principal. He was absolutely amazing and wonderful and went, you know, above and beyond as I have come to expect from Clinton Township Schools. And he worked with our Girl Scout troop to help clean up the school, and just he was phenomenal and a great interim person. I'm glad he's continuing on with some work. And also, I was volunteering at PMG when we had a evacuation notice drill, and I wanted to just say what a great job that all the students and the teachers and staff did for that.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to address the board this evening? No? Okay. Seeing none, Mr. Juskowitz, can you please read the executive session passage?
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Bayer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6 et sec, requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public. NJSA 10:4-12b sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiation in which the public body is or may become a party, any matters falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent that the confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his ethical duties as a lawyer. The nature of the matter, described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality, is contract negotiations and matters protected by the attorney-client privilege. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 20 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion, please, to go into executive session.
Motion.
Second.
Rachel, Dan. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain?
Aye.